as we share this subject maybe three or four times between now and Christmas, there is a general outline that we're going to be looking at.
从现在开始，我们一直大概花三次到四次的时间要交通，我们有一个大纲。
The first point is probably the most important.
第一个是最重要的。
If we could understand this first point really in one or two minutes, or even after today, then this subject would never have to really come up again.
如果我们真的了解的头一点的话，或许以后我们就不需要重新学习。
But the first point takes revelation.
但是这头一点呢，这是需要启示的。
That means that it's something that just our intellect cannot perceive and we know.
这是我们靠我们人的智慧是不能够洞察这件事的。
We truly have to see the impossibility of fulfilling this first point. It looks to our own mind.
我们是要看，来看见，如果只靠我们自己的话，我们是永远没有办法来了解这头一点。
And the first point is this, that we raise our children from pride in ourselves.
而这头一点呢，就是说我们没有办法来教养这孩子。
The second point though gives us a little encouragement, and that is the word of God makes provision.
第二点就告诉我们说，神的话呢，是成为我们的帮助。
But it's not just enough knowing what God's word is. There's a third point, and that is we must obey the word.
光是知道神的话语。 还不够，我们需要知道这第三点，就是我们需要顺服神的话。
This sounds very easy, except that it's really one of the most impossible things to do in the world.
这好像是一件很容易的，但是这是一件好像不可能去做到的一件事。
I might say at the beginning that these thoughts really are only for those who truly desire to have their children grow up in the person of Christ.
这些交通啊，实在是为了那些人，他们希望他们的儿女将来长大之后是为了什么的。The
world has shown us and given us many examples their capability of raising good citizens.
在这个世人当中，也给我们一些榜样，怎么样可以教养一个孩子，他们可以成为一个成功的人。The
world can demonstrate to us today many great people in the financial world, the business world, the entertainment world, the educational world, the medical the world of medicine.
我们也可以看见，在世界上有很多人，他们在 财务方面是很成功的，他们在娱乐界是很成功的，那他们在医学界是很成功的。Other
examples would be the military world, patriotic people, people who are great civic citizens, are giving of their time, working with the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, all of these many things.
我们也可以看见有一些人，他们是比较在那个社会方面，他们带领。 童子军，他们带领女童军，他们都做很多各样的事情。And
many of us have been blessed by worldly people who have educated us and have been examples of living a good life.
这些人，他们都是人眼中的那个榜样，他们有很好的一个生活。But
when it comes to raising our children for Christ, that's only a Christian parent can do that.
只有一个基督徒的父母，他才可以抚养他的孩子，为了基督。
And the first thing that Christian parent must realize is this point number one that we can't.
我们头 一件需要注意到的事情，我们就是要发现我们不能。
And this is where we fall down. We do not have the character. We do not have the character.
我们失败的地方就在这一点，因为我们没有那个所需要的那个特质。
And it's hard to believe we do not have the love and the patience.
我们实在是没有爱心，也没有耐心。
I guess I shouldn't say it's hard to believe as far as the patience is concerned. I think all of us have experienced our shallowness in that area.
我相信我们都很了解，我们的耐心是非常的浅啊，我们都有这样的经历。
And we don't have the wisdom.
我们也没有智慧。
It doesn't take but a minute to realize how short we fall when it comes to building Christ-like character.
不要花很长的时间，我们就发现了，我们实在是非常的缺乏在抚养这子女这方面。
So we have a real paradox here. We have been given the responsibility of raising our children for Christ. In fact, it's the most important thing we'll ever do.
所以我们这里有一个难题了，因为我们有一个责任，就是要抚养我们的孩子为了基督。
And yet, it's our number one responsibility.
是我们最重要的一个任务。
It's our number one responsibility, and yet we're 100% disqualified.
是我们最重要的任务，但是我们却是完全没有资格来做这件事。
And that can be a very sobering thought.
这是非常的悲哀了。
But as I've looked around, I have seen examples where a parent, single parent, or a husband and wife who have been dedicated to the Lord, who have raised their children for Christ in a very wicked world.
但是呢，我从另外一方面，我们也看见有一些做父母的，有些是就是单亲的，他们却是能够抚养他们的儿女，在这个非常的弯曲的世代里面。
We have friends who had their 50th anniversary last weekend.
我们有一个朋友，他们结婚50周年了。
And they raised six girls and one boy.
他们抚养了六个女儿还有一个儿子。
They were immigrants from Italy.
他们是从意大利移民过来。
And today, as you look at those seven children, they are all following the Lord.
你看见这七个子女，他们都跟随主。
And one of the daughters got up during the 50th anniversary celebration and made the comment that I don't think Dad had any how-to books on how to raise the children.
有一个女儿，她在那个纪念庆祝的会的时候，她讲，她说我想我大概我的父母并没有一本好像指南那样的书来教导他怎么样抚养子女。
What he did have was a consecration to the Lord.
但是他却是一个把自己奉献给主的人。
And he committed his responsibility and his children to the Lord.
他把他的责任和他的儿女都交托在主的身上。
He saw that he was only a steward of the children, that they were actually God's children.
他认识他不过是一个好像一个佣人来替主来看顾这些孩子。
Instead of pushing the children into an area that the world would think was good, he left it up to the Lord to decide.
他并不把他的儿女往某一个方某往那个世人所认为好的方向推过去，而他把他交在主的手中。
Some went into the academic field and got degrees.
有些人在学术界得到学位。
Some did not go beyond high school and became a wonderful housewife.
有些人他没有再继续读书，他们成为一个家庭主妇。
He had the wisdom to recognize that all his children were different.
我们就发现他所有的儿女都不大一样。
And that only God knew exactly what was best for each one.
只有神才知道什么是对每一个孩子最好。
And so he trained them in the ways of the Lord.
所以他教用神的方法来教导这些孩子。
And then when they became teenagers, he then gave them over to the Lord to continue the training.
当他们十几岁以后，他就把这些孩子交在主的手里，让主亲自带领他们。
So we see it's not an education that is the key.
我们就发现教育并不是那个关键。
I think that today it would be good just to use this time more or less as introductory time so that as we get into the more practical point of this subject of raising our children for Christ, we will have a background.
今天我们希望好像是一个概论形式的，所以好在我们以后讲到一些实际上的时候，我们有一个基本的了解。
So, just for background information, I'd like to just diagram man and his relationship with God on the board here.
就是因为我们方便了解，我想把人跟神的关系用一个图画来表明出来。
When Adam and Eve were in the garden,
当夏娃或亚当他们在伊甸园里面的时候
Adam and Eve had a very large spirit.
亚当和夏娃他们有一个很强的那个灵。
Because it was that spirit that coalesced with the Father each day.
因为有那个灵，所以他们与父神的交往是很密切的。
In fact,When the Lord would come down in the cool of the day each evening, this spirit probably became larger. It became enlarged, a greater capacity.
所以当每一天在天凉的时候，神来到园的里面，他们的那个灵可能更加的强。
And in this spirit, we had Adam and Eve had the ability to commune with the Lord.
就在这个灵的里面他们就与神有交通。
They also had an intuition.
他们也有他们的那个良知。
And this gave them insight.
就让他们可以看见。
And they also had, anyone help me? What else is in the spirit?Pardon? Yeah? Conscience.
Yeah, conscience 才是良知，那 intuition.
Ability to know right from wrong.
Conscience 应该是良知，那 intuition 有点像是直觉。
But Adam and Eve also had a soul.
他们也有他们的魂。
And this is something that all of us know a lot about.
我们大家都知道这一件事。
This is where our emotion resides.
那是我们的情绪感情。
Our will resides.
我们的意志。
And our reason, our intellect, our mind.
我们的理解，我们的聪明。
And then, what is the third part of us?
Body.
I'm looking at it. The body. In fact, today, we spend a lot of time thinking about that part.
我们常常用很多的时间在想到那一部分。
Often at the detriment of the spirit.
有的时候我们就损坏到我们的灵。
And what do we have here? Bone.
我们有骨头。
Blood.
我们有血。
And flesh.
我们有肉。
And if the irony of the world,is that this is what is very important to the world.
在这个世界的观点来讲呢，那一部分是最重要的。
And this is the second most important thing.
那魂呢是第二重要的。
But this is what is important to God.
但是那灵里面的东西是神最重要的。
One of the things, when we come in and worship in the morning, like this morning, one of the big problems, and I personally had it this morning, just to confess to you, as I was sitting there, my mind was thinking about something else. And did you hear what I said? My mind. My mind.
有的时候当我们来到神面前的时候，我也发现有的时候我会想到其他的事情。
And as a result of our mind trying to worship, it becomes impossible.
当我们想要用我们的这个心思去敬拜神的时候，我们发现那是不可能的。
The reason I wanted to put this on the board was to just demonstrate briefly of when it comes to raising our children for Christ, what is the area that we are zeroing in on?
我把这个告诉弟兄姊妹，就是要让大家知道，当我们在教养孩子的时候，什么是我们所重视的。
The normal thing, of course, is to concentrate, make this number one.
许多的人把那身体当作第一了。
Or this area. And a kind of a trade between this. This might be, for some people, the mind is the most important thing, the emotional will, and with others it might be number one.
有些人就认为心思意念那方面比较重要，有些人认为身体那方面比较重要。
But of course with God, it's exactly the opposite.
但是从神的观点来讲却是相反。
As the spirit is developed correctly, the spirit then becomes the dominant factor over the soul and the body.
如果我们做的是对的话，在灵那方面就要超过那个魂和体那方面。
If this is not the spirit of Christ is not the dominant factor, then one of these other two areas become the dominant factor.
如果属灵的不是最重要的话，那当然要不就是魂，要不然就是体成为最重要的。
I'm often accused of using the paper too fast. I was about ready to flip the page, so I'm going to use this little spot here.
我想完，这张纸还有一部分没有用到，我要把它用完。
When Eve said, I, and looked at that tree, and I want that, her spirit became a little shriveled up prune.
当那个夏娃她看见那个树的时候，她的灵呢就好像缩小，缩得像一个那个 prune 一样。
And in relationship, her soul and her body became very important to her.
那个时候她的灵好像不重要了，她的身体好像变得很重要了。
And it did not take Adam long to follow suit.
不久呢，亚当也就跟着夏娃一模一样。
Eve looked very good to Adam. Looked good. She was beautiful to Adam.
那个夏娃呢？在亚当的眼光里面是很美丽的。
And Adam could not imagine being outside of the garden, inside the garden, and Eve outside the garden.
他不能够忍受一件事，就是让夏娃一个人到园子的外面。
So he used his soul, his reason, and thought he better follow suit.
所以他就用他的思想想一想，他觉得他最好呢跟夏娃一样。
And of course, that's where the problem began.
那就是问题的开始。
After putting this on the board, now if we consider that thought, how are we to raise our children for Christ?It's quite easy to see that this is the area that we want to concentrate on.
当我们思想到这个分别以后，我们应当知道，属灵的呢是最重要的。
But it becomes quite obvious that the impossibility.
但是我们就很明显的看见我们是很难做到。
The Holy Spirit is something we just can't, with our mind, decide to grab a hold on.
在属灵的这件事不是我们用我们意志就能够把它马上得着的。
When we come in to worship, if our minds are miles away, and we come in with a heavy heart, you can't just say, well, I better shift gears, I better shift from my soul down to my spirit.
当时说我们来到聚会里面，我们的心可能是想到别的事，我们里面可能有重担，这个时候我们没有办法说现在我赶快从我的魂变到我的灵。
But it begins with the word confession.
但是我们需要从我们认罪开始。
I can't.
我们必须要承认我们不行。
And that again ties into raising our children. We do not have the ability.
我们必须要从这一点开始承认我们没有这个能力。
Brothers and sisters, we as parents are often very much in love with this world.
我们这做父母的常常也是很爱世界的。
And as a result of being in love with this world, there is only one way our children are going to go.
如果我们这个做父母的是爱这个世界，这个儿女只有一条路可以走。
So the Lord burdens us in this area, and we begin praying that the Lord would reverse this, first of all in our own life, and then He'll reverse it in our family's life.
如果神能够把我们这个人改变的话，神才能够把我们的子女改变。
To help me, and also to get us to thinking, since this is it's supposed to be more informal than actual lecture, what I would like us to do is, for the next couple minutes, just come up with some, and this is almost a diversion from over there, some practical problems.
因为我们不希望是很正式的，所以我们想用几分钟的时间，然后我们来交通一下有什么实际上的问题。
That we have when it comes to raising our children for the Lord.
就是当我们想为神来抚养这个孩子的时候，我们所发生的问题。
And oddly enough, some of you young people can really have some of the more input because you're in that situation right now, and you see the problems, you see the failures of us adults.
我们年轻的做父母的可能更能够发现这些问题，因为我们正在经验的当中。
So, and then some of you with little children or older children, this very week you have a background or something to draw on as far as some questions. So, don't be shy. Just come up with a couple, or let's go through a few questions that we might have.
How do you teach the children not to be selfish?
Did everyone hear that? How to teach the children not to be selfish?
怎么样能够让那个孩子成为一个不自私的人？
That's an excellent question.
How do you handle rebellion?
You're the father with two children.
怎么样孩子有悖逆的情形的时候应该怎样？
Let me just make one comment right on that right there. Just to get us thinking and tying it into here. There's only one person ever walked the face of this earth that was not rebellious and that was always obedient. And that was, of course, the Lord Jesus. So that's why we always come back to that. Only one person. And so if you look at the last verse in Luke 1 and the last verse in Luke 2, and we see, and the Lord Jesus found favor in God's sight. The Lord Jesus found favor in man's sight. And the Lord Jesus was still grew in the spirit. So,
只有一个人是完全不悖逆的。我们读到福音书的时候，我们只有发现只有基督一个人，他是人也喜爱他，而神也喜爱他。
Okay, another question.
How much discipline do we are the人？
How much discipline？
我们应该怎样管教？
Good, that's excellent. How does Christ become life? And not ritual, not law. And what we're saying is, it's not boring. That's the big one.
这里就讲到怎么样可以让那个孩子有实际的属灵的生活，而不是一个传统或者一个仪式。
I probably never missed a service, three services a week for the first 29 years of my life.
在我29岁以前，我大概都没有不参加聚会的，每个礼拜三次的聚会。
That's 29 years.
那是29年。
The reality of Christ being a 24-hour living experience was nil.
但是呢，一个真实的一个属灵的生活却是空虚的。
Was nil during that 29 years.
在头29年里面，确实没有真正的属灵生活。
So that was why I quickly picked up on this word boring.
所以我就会觉得这个有的时候孩子是会觉得厌烦的。
I had a funeral home and you had to be on call 24 hours a day.
我有一个那个殡仪馆的，所以我24小时都会有人需要我的。
And so during my 20s, it was very convenient because someone had to always stay at home.
在我二十几岁的时候呢，总是有人需要在家里面的。
And since the Lord wasn't a reality to me, I used that as an excuse to stay home.
所以呢，我常常用那个理由，就留在家里面。
We were in a very small Dutch community where everyone went to church.
我们在一个很小的一个社区，那里大部分都是荷兰人的。
Very legalistic, and you went to church if you knew the Lord or not.
在那个地方呢，每一个人都上教会，不管你认不认识主。
And so we made sure that one of us went.
我们就在家里面一定要有一个人要去的。
And since I was the head of the house, I stayed home and I sent Ann.
所以呢，因为我是一家之主，所以我就在家里面，我把太太送去教会。
But that is an excellent question, and that's not Christianity, what I just explained.
那个不是真正的基督徒。
That's religion.
那个只是一个宗教就是了。
And I might just say a word to that excellent question right now. I think you are, one is better off by not doing anything.
我相信我们可能什么都不做可能更好一点。
Than trying to live a religious life.
如果想要去过一个宗教的一个生活。
And of course the solution is to confess that boredom to the Lord.
我们最好的方法就是在神的面前承认 我们不行。
That we as parents have and allow the Lord to start working in our life.
我们做父母的要让神在我们的身上开始工作。
Okay, another question. These are good. I think we're going to really have a good time answering these in the coming week. Another question? If your anointing would be upon a brother as he speaks on singing, we pray that there would be a scene of Christ, that these students would see that it's not their academia that is number one. It is that their relationship with God is number one, and then their academia will fall into place. We pray that even today that they'll get that priority straight as they listen to your word. In Christ's name we ask it. Amen.